Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It's 9:27 run about this time. We always check in with you from the office because you listen to us from your office, whatever office that may be in your world, okay? We check in with you because, you know what I mean? Like, just how's life going? What do you do? You know what I mean? Are you tired? Are you ready for the week?
What's happening?
What's happening, player? It could be a taxi. It could be your normal 8-to-5 setup. It could be, man, you're at the construction site. You know what I mean? Or you are the guy who removes the what do you call it? You can really ask the room, Shanice. Empties the asdrums.
Oh, the dustbins.
The dustbins.
I don't know what we actually call them.
Yeah, like the profession.
Yes. But they're the early
birds.
I'm
trying to find a hygiene engineer. That's it.
It's over.
It's done with it. And right now, we're going to check in with someone whose office is the gym.
Yes.
Literally. Hi, Vina. How are you?
I'm good. Good. How are you?
It's a beautiful morning indeed. I'm guessing that you are at the with the irons.
At the office.
Yes. I'm busy in the office.
So tell us real quick, just for context for someone that's listening right now, what exactly do you do, Vina?
What do I do? Okay, I'm a fitness trainer, fitness and nutrition coach, actually. So I train people. That's what I do each and every day.
Is it? But how long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing this for quite a while. Started way back, which was 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still doing it right now. I'm still busy with that as well.
All right, so let me get this right. So while you're training, you know what I mean, with your clients and, you know what I mean, and maybe when you do your own workout, you're actually listening to Fresh FM?
Yes, of course. Sometimes, yes.
I mean, yay.
Oh, snap. This is amazing, actually.
I only listen after my sessions, when I'm driving back home, then I listen to you guys.
Fantastic, man. So tell us, Vina, we see that we have a lot more people who are coming into the space of fitness training and so forth. Hey, what would you say are some of the challenges that you face on a daily? Because right now you are fully self-employed, right? And this is like income. So what are just some of those challenges that you deal with on a daily?
Sometimes you might deal with clients, hey? It's not always that they're having the best day, you know, when they wake up.
That's a good point.
Or, you know, when they wake up, some people don't wake up in a good space, you know, or maybe when they knock off from work and they're just in that bad space. Sometimes you need to understand, you need to learn your people as well. So how to approach them, you know, they're just awesome. Are you okay? Did you have a bad day? Did you wake up on the good side of the bed? So sometimes it's clients, or maybe you yourself, you're not in a good space. But then also you can't put this negative energy out there. So you need to keep that positive energy.
All right. So check this out. You know some of the perception of the gym that some people may have. Perhaps I'm going to challenge you to clear up some of these perceptions.
He's giving that smile and I'm scared for you, Vina.
I'm even nervous.
Is it true? Number one, first perception.
Okay.
Is it true that all the influencers in the whole wide world, especially Namibians, love to go to the gym just for those selfies?
One.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, she said yes.
Yes.
Some. I won't even lie. Because you get those that just come in, take a picture, and they leave. Or they walk in, they just go to the trade bill, and they leave, and that's it. And you're like, what did you do, actually? What were you working on, you know?
And you observe this, and you observe this every now and then, right? Like, you're consistent with coming in and going just for the selfie.
Yes, you observe these people, and you're like, did you really work out? Or you drove all the way from your house just to come do this, you know?
So
you find such.
Definitely. Okay, so second perception, coming to my gender now. Does it hurt our ego when we cannot reach a certain weight lift?
I think so.
Yeah.
We
because you know why I would actually agree with Vina right now? Because a lot of the times when you go on Instagram and you see them sort of like, because you know men are very competitive, right?
Yes.
So they walk into that gym and then they will tell, you know, man, I can lift what. But then you see person, the look on his face, this person is dying, you guys. And the fact And you pray to yourself.
Yes, it's true. It's
true. And then you pray to yourself that please do not snap your back or anything like that. No? Oh my God.
And I guess that's where you guys come in, right? You know, that's where you come in with the expert advice. But I think that relax, yes, let's start by, I don't know how you count the mathematical system of it, but let's start with the first one, bruh.
Please, like,
level one, relax. So, what are your shout outs, man? Because I know for a fact, maybe, you want to, you know, just greet a couple of your people that probably, that you work with in the gym and so on.
Who's with you today?
Special shout out to all my clients. Special shout out to Dion. He's actually seated next to me right now.
As I'm Dion.
So special shout out to each and every person out there. So all I'm sending out is just positive energy and positive vibes.
Fantastic.
And I hope you guys have yourself a blessed Monday.
Thank you so much, OC, and enjoy the rest of the sessions.
And don't
thank you guys.
Don't overdo it on the squats. Bye.
No, I won't. Bye.
Fresh breakfast with NSK and Shaquan on Fresh 102.9. Let's go.